couple of weeks ago we had this exercise, and we had to write 500 words, and there was a list of subjects. It had to contain a character, a conflict, weather, setting, and an object. And at first I was a bit ambivalent about it and thought, oh, I can't be bothered with this. But then I started and I couldn't stop, and it was racing through my head, and it's called Lost. She couldn't take it anymore. Today's paper heralded the last revelations. The opposition had been hard at work digging up the dirt on her past. She'd had the feeling that it would eventually all come out. The old boyfriend, he was a bastard. Although tall, good-looking, charming, everything that a young solicitor could wish for. She hadn't had much experience with men. A studious girl, she was always studying. She even took him home to meet her parents, who were happy their somewhat plain child had met a man. Although they had been a wee bit skeptical, because they had wondered. She'd been doing well in her career to become a barrister until the fateful renovations. Buying a house in an inner suburb in need of gentrification, she left the arrangements to her boyfriend, who said he had contacts in the building industry. She hadn't bargained for the big Greek makeover that ensued. All the charming Victorian features disappeared under concrete, green pillars and dodgy builders. There was another project he talked her into. She helped him out, but didn't think it necessary to involve the firm she worked with. She paid the bills, finished the affair, left the law firm, and decided on a political career. Waking very early one morning at the lodge, she crept out of bed, careful not to disturb her man and the dog. She donned shorts and top and a blonde wig her partner had given her in case she ever wanted to appear incognito. Sneaking out of the back gate without the security guard noticing, she made her way to the forest on the outskirts of the town. The sun was just dawning. It was a beautiful time of day. And she reached the woods just as the sun appeared on the horizon. It was cool, dark under the trees. Oh, the bliss of getting away from her entourage, reporters, boyfriend, the media frenzy she was eternally subjected to. Walking relentlessly, swallowing her steps, each one seemed to say, boat people, carbon tax, broadband, misogynist nut jobs. She wanted to stride it all away. Her mobile phone rang. She ignored it. He must have woken up, she thought, probably searching around for a while. He wouldn't alert the authorities just yet. The day was warming. They had predicted a heat wave, and she began to feel tired. Lying under a tree to rest, she sank into a deep sleep. The phone rang again, waking her. Hello, where are you, darling? It's Jim. I don't know exactly, but it's lovely. I'm all alone. It's so peaceful. I'd forgotten what it was like to be a nobody. But you're not a nobody, you're a somebody. The nation is on high alert looking for you. Police, helicopters, they think you've been abducted by aliens. I only wanted a bit of peace. I forgot my sun hat, but I found a chocolate bar in the pocket of my shorts. I haven't the slightest idea how to get home, but I'd love a cup of tea. Be rational, girl. The nation's looking for you. It's over the airwaves. Another prime minister missing. Oh, for God's sake. I'm not literally lost. I just don't know where I am. Another ring. Darling, there's been a breakthrough. They have pinpointed your whereabouts through your mobile phone and alerted some sort of an institution that has its headquarters nearby. I think it's a monastery. She fell into a deep sleep again, not hearing a word. The next thing she knew, a figure in grey robes was bending over her. She thought she'd died and gone to heaven. Am I in paradise? She asked. Afraid not. You're still in the land of the living. I've been instructed to look after you. Our monastery is nearby. I'll take you there. I'm the abbot. Abbot? Don't dare touch me. Look, madam, trust me, I'm a man of the cloth, not a politician. Wake up, darling. At last we've found you. A figure was bending over. Oh, Jim, it's you. I was having an awful dream. I'm not sure if I was on my way to heaven or not, but that Tony Abbott got himself involved as usual. Thank God you're safe, but promise you won't do that again. Going out without my checking your hairdo.